A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you haven't listened to Unladylike yet, you should check it out. Unladylike is a podcast about gender roles and the people who break them. You know, those unwritten but totally bullshit expectations of how we should live our lives.
Every episode is like a how-to guide steeped in history, research, and real women's stories. It's hosted by Kristen Conger and Caroline Irvin, who you might know from the podcast Stuff Your Mom Never Told You, one of the first female-driven educational podcasts.
Unladylike has covered everything from where to buy vibrators, to diet culture, to selling weed, and to the Equal Rights Amendment. Find these episodes and many more by searching for Unladylike now wherever you get your podcasts. It's Candace
and Kayla, and we're directionally challenged.
Yeah, we thought we'd have everything figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
But surprise, we don't.
Duh, we totally do not.
But we are going to stop and ask for directions today from Sasha Petersa, and we love her from Pretty Little Liars. I'm sure you guys do too.
Yeah, the infamous A. She played Allison. She also, you might have seen her in the spinoff as well for Pretty Little Liars, Perfectionist.
But most importantly, she has a really awesome cookbook out right now called Sasha in Good Taste.
It's got recipes for bites, feasts, sips, and celebrations. She also has a YouTube show also named Sasha in Good Taste with like tons of recipes and crafts as well. And so her book is kind of an extension of that show.
Yeah. I mean, we're holding it right now and it is so beautiful. I mean, there's so many good recipes in it. Candace, what was your first recipe that you loved growing up that made you want to start cooking? Because I know you're a really good cook and you really do enjoy it.
Well, thank you. I try. I do really enjoy it. My mom cooked really, I love the way my mom cooks. She's also really particular. She doesn't really like help in the kitchen too much. She's someone who'll be like, yeah, you can mash the mashed potatoes. Like that isn't, so I'm not really learning how to cook. Now in adulthood, she's helped me throw Thanksgiving dinner mm-hmm. a few times when we've hosted. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've finally learned how to cook from that experience. But I always liked the desserts we would do at holidays. So like puppy chow, which is like peanut butter and chocolate covered like rice Chex with like then powdered sugar on it.
I love puppy chow. And that's a cute one you can do with Florence too.
It's so easy. And like we'd put it in like a big paper bag to like shake up the powdered sugar. So that was like a fun one that was really simple that I could do and help her with. Also Special K bars were something really simple I could do. It's similar to making like Rice Krispie treats with different ingredients. But then there's chocolate and butterscotch on top. So that's kind of where it started. When I moved out to LA and moved out of the house and was on my own, my number one go-tos, which you've had plenty of times from back in the day, were my spinach and artichoke dip.
Very good.
Which is just like...
not that healthy, but very good.
Betty Crocker spinach and artichoke dip.
Nothing better.
Yeah. And then I used to make key lime pies a lot. That was kind of my thing.
Well, you're
being
a Florida girl.
And I'm really specific about like it has to be like the pie should be yellow. Never eat a green key lime pie. It's fake. It is BS. And you got to get real key lime juice. So those are my like beginning recipes.
That's a good one. The one thing that I always think of with my mom is brining the turkey because it's a whole thing. And we usually have a ton of people over and it's a massive turkey. And so we'll get one of the giant turkey bags and put I can't even tell you. She likes to create different brines every year and experiment with it and stuff. But
Susan,
I mean, she throws everything in these brines and she'll brine the turkey for 48 hours. So it was definitely something I did with her even at a young age and like help turn the turkey every few hours to brine. I mean, it's a whole thing. And she's always really encouraged us to be active in the kitchen. And I swear to you, Tanner loves to cook too. And that's one of the things that won her over when she first met him is he hopped right in and was like, I'll turn that, I'll do that. And that it's just cooking is such a thing you can do with your family and friends. And it's really personal.
You hosted Thanksgiving for the first time last year.
I did. And it was the coolest Thanksgiving I'll never forget because we had just found out we were pregnant with little Poppy. And so we planned during the prayer to tell our families. And so Tanner got really nervous. It was really cute. He got so nervous and the prayer was dragging on and on.
Oh,
and
Tanner was doing the prayer.
Tanner was doing the prayer and it was going for so long. And I opened my eyes and I'm like looking at him and everyone else has their eyes closed. And I knew he was going to share the most amazing news. And I truly think it's one of the moments I'll never forget in my life where I knew in a few minutes, everyone was just going to be so happy. And so he said the news and everyone jumped out of their chairs and it was just the greatest way to start the Thanksgiving dinner. And of course we popped champagne and that year we had champagne with Thanksgiving.
Aww,
it was really fun.
Best.
Yeah.
I hosted my first Thanksgiving in our Denver house a few years back.
Oh, wow.
And it was the first, like, obviously we've had all the families together for like wedding events and stuff like that. But my parents flew out to Denver. It was when we were still living there and my husband's family is all out there. And, but we hadn't spent like that much concentrated time together. I'd realized, the day was a little stressful because the turkey didn't fit in the oven.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know how turkeys grow to that size
how many pounds was your turkey?
I think it was like 14. It was like giant. Like we had someone helping out and so Joe just was like, just grab the biggest turkey you can see.
Oh.
And it was. to the point where we had to put like foil because the top of the turkey was pushed up against the top of the oven. So my husband and my mom just like MacGyvered it and the turkey ended up being amazing.
Did it cook all the way through?
It took so long, but it eventually cooked all the way through.
Midnight Thanksgiving.
Yes. And then, but it was special. Like we'd gotten this giant Magnum bottle of wine from Banffy Winery, which is our special winery that we love. So we finally opened it. And it's a Thanksgiving I'll never forget because Joe was really excited to host. And he was like, okay, this is something my parents used to do when I was a kid. And I'm so proud that I get to do this. And I want everyone to go around the table and say what they're thankful for. And this was after dinner. Like we'd had tons of like yummy wine, all the food. We're just like rubbing our bellies. All the kids are downstairs in the basement playing. So it was just all of us adults like getting to know each other and bonding and you know, and my dad was first and he goes, I just really want to say, I'm so thankful to be here with all of you. And I'm just so thankful that my wife got a stripper pole and has been using it in our bedroom. And And everyone just went silent. I was like, what? And my mom was like, Kevin, that is not true. That is not true, guys. And my dad loves to like pull a joke. So this is, I would love it if that were true. That'd be hilarious, but and like amazing. But it's not, it's like, okay. My mom would be like, I'm sorry, mom, but this is hilarious. So, so it was obviously a joke, but then everyone like started turning into these like thankful stories
but
about like being romantic
with their
significant others. And it turned into like everyone sharing these like deeply personal stories.
Okay.
And we all really got to know each other. And I will never forget that Thanksgiving because my dad started with a hilarious joke that just like never ended.
That's a really funny idea though. If because Thanksgivings can be awkward and families are stressed and it's like, you know, it's a lot. Okay. So if that's happening to you, why don't you take a hint from Candace's dad and just share something random and funny, but maybe don't go like too personal.
Maybe don't go that far. Or maybe, I don't know, bring up a boudoir shoot that you've done in the past.
Oh my gosh. Sasha has so many fun stories to tell.
And she does talk about her boudoir shoot. Oh, yeah. So let's get right into it.
We're so excited to be here with Sasha. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know, we were just talking about how beautiful this book is. Like, the photography is incredible. Am I crazy? Is Elizabeth Messina like a wonderful wedding photographer?
Oh my gosh, she is. Well, she shot my wedding.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So we just kind of carried that on. She's amazing.
She really is. By the way, I also have a book I want to shoot before.
By the way, yeah, sorry. Yeah. She's hilarious. I did my boudoir shoot with her, and then I was speaking about my book then. And she was like, "Oh, I've done a couple food photography things," kind of like brushed it off. And then she shot my wedding. And I was looking on Pinterest. So many photos that I had saved on Pinterest, she had shot, and I had no idea. So she sent me example photos, and I'm like, I've seen those before.
Yeah.
Oh, they're saved.
That's
crazy. So her and I have a very similar aesthetic. So it just made sense.
And I just got to do a quick sidebar. So a boudoir shoot? What inspired you to do that?
I guess more so for fun. Ironically, I haven't put together a book or anything. You're supposed to do that before your wedding. You're supposed to do the boudoir shoot, put it together as a gift for your soon-to-be husband. Never did that. I was just like, oh, here's photos.
But I love it. You will always have those photos.
How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
Sasha's husband is here in the room.
Yeah, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Have you shared any of these photos? Has anyone seen these?
A couple.
I've
shared quite a few. They're more the innocent ones, I suppose. Nothing got like, I mean, it's Elizabeth. So if you ever see Elizabeth's photography, she actually, I would say, probably specializes more in maternity shoots. So it's like about the lighting and just the right amount of cover here and not there. She's really good at being, you know, flattering and modest when she needs to be, but just
enough sexy.
Just enough sexy. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to talk about some of these sexy recipes in your new book,
Sounds
In Good,
good
Taste. When did you start cooking? Were you one of those kids that were cooking with your mom or a parent or a grandmother?
So no, I'm from South Africa and I immigrated here when I was around 3 and a half with my parents. My parents were dancers and so they traveled all over the place. My grandmother, on my dad's side, my dad's mom, she is an amazing baker. And my grandfather on my mom's side cooked by taste. He cooked for the family. He was, you know, he made dinner. But I never got to spend a ton of time with them. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed away and my grandmother's amazing, but I never learned from her firsthand. And because my mom never traditionally learned how to cook, I never really learned anything from her other than, no offense, mom, but, you know, like a box cake, you know. She's very creative in her own way, and she can decorate a cake really well, and she sews and engraves and does all these things, but cooking wasn't really one of them. So I just self-taught. I think probably around 14 or so, I truly became interested in it, and it ended up being more so about health reasons. I wanted to know what I was eating. Actually, Hudson, my husband, we've known each other for 16 years or so. We were family friends. Yeah, family friends. Goodness. I met him and his sister, and he's one of nine siblings. So there's a plethora of Schaefers.
It's a lot of people to cook for.
Holidays are huge now. But just being around his family, his mom is really health conscious, and she's got all this knowledge. So I think it was a mixture of things I was learning from her / I enjoyed cooking and baking. And so that's kind of where it started expanding. And then when I moved out and got my own place, I fell in love with entertaining. So it was this mixture of I wanted family and friends to come over to our house, and I wanted to cook and throw dinner parties. And that just started to become a passion that was behind the scenes. But I love it.
That's so fun. But I feel like party planning and cooking can be so stressful.
Especially
if you have, you know, on a family of nine siblings, right. Your husband. I mean, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I know you have a ton of tips and tricks in your book about how to stay on budget when you're planning a party and how to not stress. And I don't want you to give everything away, but can you share some of it with us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That was a huge part of the book because yes, parties can be stressful, and I've definitely had some don'ts. And so I wanted to share the do's and some of the things that I've learned from. We throw Friendsgivings every year, and one that was substantially bigger than the others, I had made or was making four turkeys.
How many people? 80. Were all the siblings there? 80 people?
No, this was just our friends. So here's the thing. I never knew we even had that many friends. Yeah, I didn't even know we had that many friends. But it's everybody's grown, right? So, you know, people are getting married and they have plus ones, and if they've got kids or this was the biggest one. And we've since then scaled it down because of how intense it was. But this one was seating 80. I don't know how we did it. We had tables in the backyard. I mean, it was a thing.
I mean, did you have tables in the bathroom?
Did you rent furniture?
We rented. Yeah, okay, we had to rent tables and chairs. And I mean, it was a thing. I had a seating chart. It was a thing.
You threw a wedding.
I threw a wedding. Basically. I threw a small wedding. But because obviously there's no space in the oven for four turkeys, we got turkey roasters. And I love those. They're plug-in. They actually work beautifully.
Okay, wait. Explain those of us who don't know what a turkey roaster is.
So it's something in between like a crock pot and an oven?
Oven?
I guess, basically. You plug it in like a crock pot, but it's meant for birds.
Okay. Is it like a chicken roast? Like a chicken spit?
It doesn't rotate. It doesn't dance. Okay. It basically just, I mean, it cooks like a crock pot, I guess. Yeah.
So you had one in the oven and then three.
We bought four turkey roasters. And they're not that expensive. They're like $30.
But then you had your oven open for all the other
exactly,
things.
Exactly.
Smart. Okay.
But there was a problem. We didn't realize, but because there were so many things on, the circuit. We blew a power circuit. So midway through, we were like, oh, why aren't these on? Oh, how long has it been off? Are they okay?
So then
are they
what?
Cooked? Turns out they hadn't been off for very long, thank goodness. But it happened to all four of them. So that was a bit of a challenge. They actually cooked faster than they would have, I think, because of turning them back on and off. And they were, I mean, it was a thing. However, they tasted good. So
yeah.
That was lucky that it happened to all four, because if one was ready hours earlier, that might've messed it up too.
Yep. Wow. They were all in the same room.
So did you have any of these 80 guests bring any food? Because I'm one of these people where I like to throw a party.
Potlucks are great.
Yeah. And I love a potluck, but I don't handle it well. Like I'm like, yeah, everyone bring food. This is going to be great. Right. And then I buy everything. And then I'm like a crazy person that wants to cook.
Freak.
I'm a control freak.
I'm a little bit of a control freak too. So it's okay. You're with me. I'm with you on that.
Perfect. Did you have anyone bring anything, or were you like, I got this. This is a theme.
Because there were 80 people, I decided to, which I should probably do more often. I created like a page, basically. And it was just an invite page. And I was like, these are the things that I need people to bring. And you tell me what you're bringing. So it was kind of like a potluck.
Yeah.
So I had the turkeys, I had the gourmet mac and cheese, the green beans, the mashed potatoes, the Brussels sprouts, rolls. I had people bring rolls. I was like, bring bread.
Yeah.
Exactly. Bring bread. Bring some specialty dish. If you have something that you really love, you can bring that. Someone brought a ham. And then a lot of it was just desserts, which was great because, you know, I baked a couple things too because I couldn't help myself. But that way, I think people feel involved too. You're not going to be without something if people forget to bring stuff, but you do have help.
Do you ever stress at a holiday dinner or a holiday event that you need activities for people? Like, for some reason, I get so stressed about activities. I'm like, what are people going to do? Even though they're all just going to eat and drink. But I'm like, no, we need to have silly hats. I need there to be chalkboard so people can just color on the table randomly as if we're children.
I mean, that is fun. There's nothing wrong with that. I definitely struggled with that in the beginning as well. And you're not wrong, but in a way you are. And I only say that because one of the things I've learned is that no matter what, even if, say, everything goes wrong, everybody coming is there to enjoy themselves. And for the most part, they will. So if everything goes wrong in the kitchen, you'll order pizza and everyone will have a good time. You'll find something to do. And it's about community. It's about getting together and appreciating everybody around you that you love and celebrating whatever you're celebrating. But I love having a photo booth. That is one thing that I decided that is kind of a staple at every party. But it's just Polaroids. It's some sort of a cute backdrop, whether it's pretty curtains or something that I made, whatever it is, and a photo booth, you know, with Polaroids. And I always have a photo album. So people sign their photo. And for Thanksgivings, it's what are you grateful for? And little things like that. And I think it ends up being people getting back in touch and asking, you know, what the year's been like. And it becomes more of a tradition, or if it's a birthday party, obviously you're celebrating the birthday person. But I think taking the stress out of it in that way, like at the end of the day, people are going to have fun because they're there to have fun, is what to remember. Because I mean, I always go over the top. And I always need to remember, hey, the things I didn't get done, nobody knows about. Nobody knows what I was planning to do that I didn't end up doing. And I think it's easy to get in your head about all the things that you wanted to do.
Can I ask, so you know you're going to plan a party for a certain amount of people. How far in advance do you start planning? And do you have some things to get done, like lists every day leading up to the event?
I'm a list person.
Okay.
I have so many lists. So
I love that answer.
I have to be honest. Usually I plan parties probably 6 months in advance because I just have an idea. However, I have planned and thrown a party in like 6 hours as well. I had a friend that forgot her husband's birthday. Oops.
It happens. It does.
Absolutely. To the best of us.
And she freaked out and she called me and so I was like, okay, well, you know, invite people and we'll figure it out.
Step one,
invite people. And we went to the grocery store and we threw him a surprise party. We baked things and, you know, had food and we decided to ask people that were coming since it was a surprise to bring cigars. So for the boys, it was like bring cigars or bring brandy or bourbon or whatever you want to drink. And it became this like James Bondy sort of thing. And I did that for Hudson as well. It's in the book. So those cigar bar things work because it's cute. You like ask people to dress up and it was a thrown together thing, but it worked.
Did he know that it was thrown together? Or did you pull it off and surprise him and he thought it's been planned forever?
He didn't know. He didn't know. Also, success. I don't think he
cared. It was so fun.
He had cigars and brandy. Yeah.
His friends were there. He had cigars and brandy and it worked. It was totally. So it's always possible.
I think that's your next book is like surprise parties for the people that you forget it's their birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
I would totally buy that
5 hour surprise parties. Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, there's always a solution.
Always a solution.
So in these like last minute parties, is there a recipe that you go to?
For you.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, there a lot of the recipes in the book, actually all the recipes in the book are those quick recipes that you can throw together and they're kind of foolproof in that way. They're crowd pleasers. You can make a ton of them. And you don't have to really fret about it, especially for those last minute parties.
Yeah.
I guess not really a recipe necessarily, but it's more of a suggestion. I have something called Sammy's and it's basically a gourmet, sandwich bar, if you will. And the great thing about that is that it's not stressful for the host. You just have to set it up. So, you know, different types of bread, whether it's brioche and multigrain and rye and whatever you can think of. And then, you know, whatever meat and toppings and, you know, salt and vinegar chips and I don't know, lettuce and tomato, whatever your favorite thing is, pickled jalapenos. And you put it all out for them and then your guest can make whatever sandwich they want.
This is great because you guys were also talking about activities at a party.
That's true.
Like you, this is both.
Make your own.
Make your own.
S'mores bar. I have one of the, my favorite, actual favorite things to do, and I do it for pretty much every party, is a grazing platter. And mine have grown. It's not really a platter anymore. It's a table.
Yeah.
So is it like charcuterie?
Yeah. It's like a charcuterie board, but bigger.
Okay.
So I like getting honeycomb, like big honeycomb and setting that out and spicy jams and obviously meats and cheeses and grapes and chocolates and I don't know, savory things. I put my jalapeno bites on that as well because cool. They're just easy to pick up. And that has saved me for Friendsgivings when things aren't ready in time. Because no matter what, people can pick on that the entire night.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll have that little snack before dinner.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute. They're four-legged, full of love, and oftentimes more like family than their nicknames suggest. Parcast Network's endearing new podcast, Dog Tales, tells the true stories of heroic canines that have gone above and beyond their best friend duties.
Every Monday, embark on a new journey of courage, service, and unwavering sacrifice by our most loyal companions. Hear tales of inspiration from all breeds of life.
Like Buddy the German Shepherd, the world's first official seeing eye guide dog. Or Huskies Balto and Togo, the sled dogs who made a life-saving medical delivery from Anchorage to Nome.
Each episode of Dog Tales is as unique as the pups themselves and sure to bring you closer to the furry friend in your life. So get ready to sit, stay, and roll over with excitement for Parcast's new series, Dog Tales.
Visit parcast.com/dogtales or search for Dog Tales in the Spotify app and listen free today. It's 2019 and everyone's drinking some sort of milk that's not from cows. So it's time you learn about Elmhurst 1925, a maker of simpler, better, plant-based beverages.
They have options ranging from plant milks and barista products to a variety of hemp creamers. Elmhurst 1925's core mission is to promote simpler ingredients and better nutrition.
Their unsweetened almond, cashew, hazelnut, and walnut milks have only two ingredients, nuts and water. Elmhurst 1925's unsweetened milked oats has only three ingredients, water, oats, and salt.
As these drinks' names suggest, there's no added sugar in them. You won't find gums, emulsifiers, or oils in Elmhurst 1925 like you will in other products on the market.
The Elmhurst 1925 plant-based beverages are great for smoothies, cereal, cooking, baking, and, well, basically anything else you can think of.
I really love the almond milk. I had it this morning in my latte and it's delicious and it makes me feel really good.
We've been loving the hazelnut milks in all of our smoothies. It gives us a whole new nutty, refreshing taste.
For directionally challenged listeners, you can get 20% off your first order by visiting elmhurst1925.com/challenged. That's elmhurst1925.com/challenged for 20% off your first order of Elmhurst 1925's plant-based beverages. Directionally challenged. As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals.
For Bare Minerals, to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to Clean Beauty products.
Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED.
Bare Minerals, the power of good. Directionally
challenged. And we're back.
I was watching a lot of your YouTube videos today
yeah.
in preparation because you also, I don't know if some of the recipes are from the book also on your YouTube show.
I think there's
show.
Like two that I put on the YouTube
okay.
show.
Okay. Yeah. But what I loved is everything was incredibly accessible. Like I've seen yeah. it in a million times in magazines that are like, make your own holiday candle. And it sounds so complicated. And then watching your video on making these like beautiful candles with these pressed flowers against the side. I was like, oh my gosh, that took like no time at all. Yeah. And I love that you use your double boiler for everything. I'm like, thanks. I really need to become better friends with my double boiler.
It's true.
But it can be intimidating. Yes,
it can be intimidating.
It sounds intimidating until you start using it. Absolutely. Yeah.
But what, were you always really crafty as well? Is this?
I do feel like I get that from my mom. And both my parents are creative, and I feel like being in the entertainment industry in general, there's some creativity there always. So I think it just stems through, I mean, maybe just my personality, all things in my life, and kind of the you'll figure it out. I'm spontaneous in that way. I'm also a procrastinator. So obviously with things that I really love, like, yeah, planning a party 6 months in advance, I'm dedicated to that. But also everything ends up being last minute when it comes to the things that are like important, like taxes, you know, whatever. But
it's kind of important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always how I found a solution.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And there's always, you know, something that you can do, something that you can change. But creativity and imagination has helped me with crafts, because if I can't find it, I'll make it.
Well, and honestly, trying to make a candle is something I would never try unless it was user-friendly, like right. How you make it, because it's complicated.
Also, though, the internet, like, I feel like it sounds silly. I mean, you can get everything on Amazon. Like, yeah. You utilize it more. I feel like when you think about parties, it's like, oh, you know, the party store. Mm. Instead of being like, go on Amazon and find anything you want.
Or if you can't, the box.
Exactly. Or if you can't find it there, ask someone to make it on Etsy. If you're not creative, somebody will create it for you.
I love Etsy. Yeah.
In my book for Halloween 1 year, it is in there, but
like which page? Where?
It's towards the end. It's the Halloween section. I was doing an Arkham Asylum theme party. And I had lots of things and activities that had to do with Arkham Asylum, but it was mainly the food. I had a cocktail that I was like, I wonder if people will be weirded out if I put it like in a blood bag. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they exist for edible use. Yeah. So I went on Amazon and I was like, blood bags. And they came up and they have a food safe version. I mean, it goes in your body. So, I mean, it makes sense. But yeah, so I ordered them. I grabbed a funnel and I put my pomegranate cocktail into the blood bag, served it on ice. And it was literally people were just walking around drinking blood.
That's amazing.
That's cute. And it sounds much really more cute. Delicious than the blood bags I think we've had to drink in the past.
I feel like so, that is true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If that's what I got to drink at work back in the day, I would have been thrilled.
Yeah. But I mean, and that can be for kids' parties too. I feel like that's universal. You can throw a vampire party or something like that and you just take the alcohol out. I had little pill bottles also on Amazon. Empty pill bottles. But I got someone on Etsy to make Arkham Asylum bad guy themed stickers. So Bane had like yellow jelly beans and the Joker had some weird prescription and everything in there was a jelly bean. And then I had urine cups, but I filled them with
lemonade.
I filled them with yellow. It was basically a yellow jello shot. It's like a lemon jello shot. And
even better.
So, I mean, if you just kind of got to think outside
the
box. If you
can dream it, you can do it.
Exactly, exactly.
And okay, so I know Christmas is your favorite holiday.
Yes.
Mine as well.
Good.
I join you in that. It's so much fun. And you've said like if you could start decorating, you would in August. And
absolutely.
So what are some of your favorite decorating tips and how can we... I need to learn how to become a better decorator.
Oh my goodness. I go a little nuts. My husband's favorite holiday is... Thanksgiving. So he would literally be, I feel like be mopey and legitimately angry with me if I put up anything Christmas related before Thanksgiving is over.
Gotta wait.
I sneak it anyway. I find a way. At one point I had a thankful tree that was just a Christmas tree with Thanksgiving themed decorations on it. That was my way around it. Yeah. But I think for the most part, I've kind of evolved into more of like a natural decoration, I guess. Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving, I love just real pumpkins everywhere. But I love using foliage. And it's easy now being in Colorado because you basically have it everywhere. It was like that in Portland too. But everything is pretty much natural and neutral. So whether it's, I don't know, arrangements in the house or whether it's making your own wreath or... tying little things around the dogs' necks. My poor dogs. I always have something funny for them.
Like on their collars or something?
On their collars, yeah. I also like to do presents on the table. So my parents didn't really have a ton of traditions. And in South Africa, it's summer during Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it's different here. You know, I didn't see real snow until I was a teenager, I think. I mean, it was a while. And I kind of started this tradition that you put presents on the table instead of crackers. So a lot of, I think it's more of an English thing, a Dutch thing too. You've got crackers on the table and they have little random things inside it, but I wanted it to be more
like
personal.
Poppers. Gotcha.
Yeah, little cracker poppers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like an actual cracker.
I know. Yeah.
So yeah, the little like popper things.
Yes. Okay. Yes. They call them crackers in South Africa. So yeah, sorry, my bad. And so I just wanted it to be more personal. So now I take empty tea boxes and I put whatever gift inside of it and I wrap that. So it literally is a teeny little present. And the second tradition that I've added on are bells. I got obsessed with bells. And little did I know, it's actually an Irish tradition. Well, I can't speak. Tradition. I swear, it's a Waterloo. There's no alcohol here. And it was perfect for our wedding day because the wedding guests are supposed to bring a bell and you string them together at the end. And
like
when you're
in a
fight,
little
jingle bell. Oh. Yeah. Whatever, it could be little, it could be small, it could whatever bell they want to bring. And when you're in a fight or you're being sweet, whatever it is, you ring the bells to remind you of your wedding vows, which I think is adorable. So now for Christmas, because it's my favorite holiday, I don't know. I love bells during Christmas anyway. So I always make sure to tie a bow or a bell on something.
That
so
is
whether
so
it's
sweet.
Presents or yeah, around the house or we have this big antique bell now from our wedding planner who's adorable. She got us this big bell and it's beautiful. So there's little things that I've been picking up that I really love and I utilize that for our holidays.
It just
now
reminds me so much of the Polar Express with where you get the Santa's bell.
Absolutely.
I hope
yeah
it never stops ringing.
It's
so cheesy.
That's so cute. No, I love that. I love it.
But it sounds like all this brings you joy. Like this
absolutely
is something that it sounds like even the way you're describing planning a party or like or yeah even crafting sounds like almost like a meditative thing for you
it
to do.
It 100% makes me happy and I stop thinking about problems. Absolutely.
So do you enjoy wrapping presents?
Yes.
And do you do ribbons?
I do ribbons. I do string. I also, I like to do just regular plain craft paper, wrap it. Yeah. Pretty string or ribbon, whatever I use. And then I always put like an ornament on it, especially for Christmas. It's
oh, wow,
like something that, you know, whoever can keep, whoever I'm giving my gift to can put it on their tree if they want to later.
That's really cute.
So I used to like wrapping presents. Like it used to bring me joy.
What happened?
When you were wrapping like three
gifts. I was wrapping like three or four, like a mug,
yeah,
you know, in
right,
a box
right, right,
for a
yeah
friend. But now, so I have a family of five.
Okay.
So we have three kids between us. And I learned very quickly meeting my husband when it was just my stepdaughters. And I was like, oh, this is a totally different ball game now.
Right.
Wrapping
mm-hmm
like tiny little lip glosses and like earring packages and like yep all like it's now a different tradition where literally my husband and I like pull out a bottle of like scotch, pour it over some rocks, and
yep
we're like, "You got the tape, I got the scissors. Let's
that's
do this,
guys!"
Awesome.
I have a great party that idea. Let's have a wrapping party,
absolutely,
where we can all come together and
I'm
wrap
down
all our gifts.
I am so in on that
because also Christmas morning, you're just sitting there being like, almost with tears in your eyes, being like, "Great, that was 6 hours of my life. I'll never
only
get back."
Candace cries
two
on Christmas.
Minutes. Yeah, have you unwrapping and throwing it everywhere. I have so many paper cuts in places. I don't know how they got there.
Now, do we yeah reuse wrapping paper or no?
I don't.
How do you open presents?
I'm sorry, trees.
Well,
I know.
How do you open your presents,
I will say,
Taylor?
Are you the neat unwrapper? Like the one that like...
Yes, guilty.
Yeah.
I absolutely, especially if I love the wrap, I'll like try and get the tape off and like
I have no patience for that.
And I totally
I
use
applaud
it again.
You. I applaud you because I wish I was that person. I can't do that. It's yeah like, I'll help someone rip the paper. You know, when a little kid can't get it open, I'm like, let me help you.
Like, move aside. Are there any other like holiday party faux pas or things that you're over? Like, mm-hmm, are you into an ugly Christmas sweater party? Or are you
yeah
over
I'm
it?
Still down for that. I'm still down for that.
What about the elephant thing?
White elephant gift?
The white elephant gift thing. Have you ever done one of those parties or been to one?
I've been to so many of the white elephant things. I mean, they're fine. I think it depends. If you've got a good group of people that will bring funny things, it's great. It can easily fall flat.
I think white elephant works if it's not a ton of people. If it's a massive group doing white elephant, it doesn't seem as personal.
I completely agree with
you. But if it's a close group of friends, like 5 to 7 people, then it's a little bit different.
Have you ever thrown a Leon party?
What's that?
So much I love Christmas. It marks 6 months till Christmas. Oh, so instead of Noel, it's Leon.
Wait, Hudson's Noel's shaking his head name. Again.
Is it really?
Yes.
So then you have to throw this party. So it's Noel backwards. And I love doing an ugly Christmas sweater party for that. Or like, you know, wear your favorite onesie or something. And then you play like the white elephant.
Now that
sounds
kind of hot, but that might work in South Africa because it's colder.
For sure.
Right?
I mean, you just put that air conditioning down and you're fine. Yeah. or pajamas, whatever you feel. And that's really fun. Yeah.
So when does that usually time
June, out? June something.
Gotcha. That's June, very July. Funny.
It's so like mid-June-ish.
I like
it. Done that a couple times and it's really, really fun.
The thing I like about pajama parties and the ugly Christmas sweater parties is you're comfortable.
Yep.
And I think that's so key because if I'm uncomfortable at a party, I'm not having as much fun.
Yeah, you don't relax.
I'm the opposite.
Agree.
Give me those tall heels, a red lip that stresses me out all night, and sequins. It's the only time of year that I wear sequins, and you better believe it. I'm going to be head to toe in sequins.
I love it.
I always like dressing up. So yeah, it's like, I like to do both. Yeah. I feel like you can have like a fun, silly thing and like the main occasion.
Are you a New Year's person?
Yes. I feel like the last couple of years we haven't really done anything big. We had one New Year's party a long time ago that was a little bit of a disaster because we told people to not bring a plus one and they did. And so our New Year's party that was for 50 became 100 and it was intense. That was really intense. We've gotten over that. We know how to solve that problem now. But I think we were kind of scarred for that New Year's party.
Why do we think people don't listen to the don't bring plus ones?
I don't know.
We were discussing
this about weddings.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think it's what happens is they think that they can get away with it.
No one will notice.
If like 10 to 20 people get away with it, it's ridiculous.
I've also seen people write in on the reply card for weddings their plus one's name, and they didn't do that for our wedding, but I've seen it done for my siblings.
There would have been a plus one section.
Exactly. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, don't do it.
You just can't get away with it.
It's so rude.
Did you do plus ones for your wedding?
No. So we only did plus ones for the people that we knew. Like if it was somebody's husband and we were fine with it. Yes, you know, we would include it.
Yeah.
Did you do any DIY stuff for your wedding?
So my wedding was in Ireland, for anybody who doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
So, in a castle?
In a castle.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, because I was so far away. But my wedding planner was amazing. She knew exactly what I wanted. So we were pretty good for communication. Like everything that I wanted, I got. She was amazing. And it had nothing. That sounded so pretentious.
No. I don't mean it that way. I mean,
no, it's our styles. Your wedding. It's,
yeah, but I mean like our styles. A lot of it was just fresh foliage. And on every place setting had a little bell attached to it. A lot of the inspiration actually also came from her. Like I gave her a Pinterest board in the very beginning and she came back with all these suggestions, which was great. There was a girl in, I think like Oklahoma, maybe. It was funny cause it was in the US, that handmade all of our paper.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. And she got like a special stamp that we got to keep afterwards for the wax sealing and, it was a lot of it was special and I was lucky because it was such a big destination wedding, as far as, you know, logistics go to have her, she was really great. And we were on the same page. I think that's so important. But as far as the size of our wedding, it was around 113 with kids. So it was strictly family with, I think, 20 friends it ended up being in the end, who we'd known for years. And we kept it that way just because,
You want to know the people who are at your wedding?
Yeah, I didn't want to feel like I had to like be like, oh, so nice to meet you at my wedding.
Thank you for being in all my pictures.
Exactly, exactly.
Please don't break up yet because now I just got all these pictures printed out and I don't want to have to edit them.
Exactly, exactly. We've actually been good on that. And that's exactly part of the reason. I don't think everybody's been fine. We know and love everybody that was at our wedding still. And it is. It's one of those tricky things, but it was important for us to keep it intimate. And my family is in South Africa still, except for my parents. So it was the perfect in-between spot. So it's 10 hours to Ireland from the US and 10 hours from South Africa to Ireland. And it ended up being a big family reunion. There were people that I and family that I hadn't seen in 10 years, 14 years. It was crazy.
That's really special. Amazing.
It was really, really cool. Wow. Yeah.
Do you guys do holiday cards?
We do.
Is there like a theme? Because you seem like a person who loves like attention to detail. So is it like a themed thing or
you know
is it just
I'm
like pretty
of?
Photos?
I'm just pretty photos.
Well, you're
for
both
sure.
pretty, so it's going to be pretty photos no matter what.
Like, you're nice. No. You're very nice.
It's true.
With wedding photos, it's great. There's a lot of wedding photos that no one's ever seen that I've used now for holiday stuff. But I'm guilty at not sending them out.
Wait, so you'll get them printed and then
I'll get them
send
printed
them
and then I won't send all of them just out of plain procrastination. Or somebody's moved and they take too long to send me their address. And so there's like 10 out of the 30 that didn't get sent out. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Very, very
That's
frustrating.
I
suppose, but they're holiday cards are expensive.
They are. They absolutely
they're
are.
They're so pretty,
they
but they're so expensive.
They are. I feel like I should print 10 and then just take a, you know, like you get an online version and send that one out.
So
I
like
don't know.
Text everyone your holiday card
see,
this year.
I don't love that idea.
Me either.
But it's at least easy. People would see it.
Yeah. They'd get something rather than
exactly
nothing.
Exactly than nothing.
We're going goofy this year.
Love it.
Because it's tough to like wrangle everyone.
Oh, I thought you meant like a I theme of
we
goofy.
Are. No, not of goofy, but like there is like.
That's interesting.
I'm sure somebody has done
yeah.
it. I'm sure it has happened. Wait,
have you guys heard of Tom's 1 hour photo?
No.
Have you heard of this? Okay, so Tom's 1 hour photos here in LA, and I can't remember, I think it was a few months back, Casey Musgraves went in randomly and did this whole photo session, and it's these like backdrops from like the 90s,
what?
And it's this guy who
cute.
Just like has had this business forever. The business wasn't really doing well. It's all on the website. You can read the story. And so Casey Musgraves went in and got like classic, like 1990s, like Olin Mills style,
oh
you know,
gosh.
Photos with like spray painted clouds behind her and posted them on Instagram. And it went like super viral. And now you
cute.
Can't even like book this guy. It has like, I had
wow.
to book over a month in advance.
Good for him.
That makes yes. me really happy for
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
I know. Yeah. It's so fun. So it's got like all these like rainbow and cloud backgrounds.
So you planned a month in advance where you guys were going to take your holiday photo.
I did.
Wow.
Good I did.
For
well,
you.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be better at it.
Yeah.
But I figured the teens would think that was cool. And
for sure.
and you can bring your animal. So we're going to bring our dog and our fish. And
oh my
just,
God.
And just
yes.
make it like a family.
That,
you know.
I can't wait. Ours are much more traditional this year. My brother got married. So we have a great photo of like my husband
yeah.
and I and our like newborn baby. So I'm like, okay,
perfect.
Done. Check.
Yeah. Yes.
That's easy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Aww.
So are there any other gifts that you like to give people you care about or your significant other besides a boudoir shoot?
I give
like
all my friends a boudoir shoot.
I'm expecting that to be your holiday card, by the way. Like, if that's
that
not the holiday
hilarious.
Card, then that would be
hilarious.
Like missed opportunity.
We should just do a really big picture of ourselves and put it in our hallway so that every time. Sorry, I'm being a brat. I'm talking about
no,
somebody
I love
that
it.
We know.
I also want like a male. Is there a male boudoir shoot?
I'm sure there Ooh. Is. I feel like after Magic Mike, there must have been something.
What?
Hudson just said he legitimately offered to do one.
Huh? Oh, you mean me? Like, what do you mean?
He was going to do
were
one
gonna
for
do
you.
One?
I shot it down?
It's not too late,
I don't
Hudson.
Remember
We've
this.
Got
Never
cameras here, you know.
I was
going to
say.
The new iPhones are
this.
Very good at taking photos.
Portrait mode.
We've got pumpkins in the area.
Got I mean,
mulling
you,
spices
got black jeans
on.
You could just yeah. take your shirt off and it would be very.
Okay. Last minute photo
no.
shoot, last minute parties.
Exactly.
Here we go.
For gifts, though, I my poor friends probably have so many baskets now. I like getting a basket and filling it with their favorite things. That's usually what I
One of the things I love do. In your book is you have this section it's birthday or personal celebration, and you ask questions. What's their favorite color? What's their favorite food or drink? What's their guilty pleasure? And this is so helpful because I love my friends, but I'm not the best gift giver. So I feel like I'm going to turn to this page and answer these questions to help me kind of narrow down what to give.
That's awesome. Thank you. That was definitely the intention. It's like a kind of like an easy guide and whatever they're liking at the moment too. You know, things change all the time. If their favorite color is pink and they love rosé, okay, make a rosé themed basket, pink blankets, you know, spa things, whatever that person likes at the time. I love doing that. And then you can just get cellophane and put a pretty ribbon on it. And there you go.
That's cute. That's
a really good idea.
Yeah.
I know. Be surprised, Kayla, when that's
like, oh, wow, rosé themed basket. Never heard of this.
That's awesome.
Okay, so any last minute party tricks or tips for our friends that are listening that are trying to throw a holiday party? Because the holidays are crazy.
They are crazy.
They really are.
I feel like I always appreciate when I go to, I try to do this for my own parties, but when I see it in other people's parties too, I love this, is any sort of personalization. I feel like you could spend 10 grand on a party, and if it's not personal, you know, it's like, okay, those are some pretty balloons. But if it's personal to you and the people that are in your little community, it makes a difference. So that's why I love those, you know, simple as it is, your Polaroid with what are you grateful for. And I have now 6 years of memories, see people grow over the years and their messages, something simple like that, that they can look forward to.
I wonder if the personalization stems from your mom engraving everything.
Maybe. Absolutely. That could totally be. You're right. Absolutely. She does a lot of gifts like that for people that are personalized. And I love that. And I think it just means more. You know, it's not about the price tag. It's about what you're sharing with people. So whether that's, I don't know, a guest book. I have this idea, and I put it in my book because I really loved it. And it's actually got all my friends' kids' names on it. There's a giant Jenga in one of the pages of the book. It's instead of a traditional guest book or no guest book, but no one really does that anymore, guest books. You write your name on a piece of Jenga. And so every time you play it, you know everybody. You remember everybody that was at the party and what year that was, or maybe not a name, but you can put a quote or what you're thankful for, or something that you love about that person if it's for their birthday. And it's just, it's a memory. It's personal. That'll make a difference. It just will. Every time you use it, you'll remember it, or you'll think back to that party that happened. And it's just more of a connection, and it just makes things a little bit more meaningful. So whether your budget's $10 or, you know, 10 grand's a lot for a party. But, you know,
for an 80 person Thanksgiving,
you could, if you had 10 grand, you could find a way to spend that much. You don't need a lot to make it meaningful.
That's so great. But if you want to make it meaningful, you sure make it easy, because I see checklists here that you can check off and all kinds of stuff. So I'm really inspired to throw a better party than I've ever thrown.
I definitely feel much more prepared for the holidays. Maybe not for the gift wrapping. I still don't think I'm ready for that. But I do like the bell idea. The bells are so beautiful.
Really cute.
Thanks. Yeah. I like it too.
And you're beautiful. Your husband's beautiful.
So
your book
you.
Is beautiful. Thank you guys so much for
really appreciate
joining
it.
Us.
Yeah. I know everyone probably already follows you that's listening, but if they don't yet, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. It's my first and last name. I'll spell it for you. SASHAPIETERSE. The reason I spelled it for you is because no one can spell my last name. Or Sasha in Good Taste. Both of those handles work
perfect
over everything.
And you have a website too, right?
I do. SashaIngoodTaste.com.
Awesome.
And a great gift idea for the holidays is to purchase Sasha in Good Taste.
It really is beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
One thing I really loved about what Sasha said is, you know, trying to throw a party on a budget can be really stressful. And in her book, she actually breaks it down by percentage. So you set your budget, and then it has, you know, 50% should be on decorations, 40% on food and drink, 5% on entertainment, 5% on invites. And this helps me a lot, because I don't think I stick to my budget when I throw parties. So thanks, Sasha.
That is, I like how organized she is.
Yeah.
I like how also she really, actually enjoys this. Mm-hmm. It's not like she feels pressure to put on these like lavish, you know, fun, special parties. It seems like the way she talks about it, like her whole face lights up talking about these special moments. And that's what they are. I like that she said, even if everything goes wrong, like that's fine. If your friends are there, they just want to spend time with you. It's all about the experience and like experiencing joy with each other.
Well, I think that's why she's not stressed out throwing parties, because even she said, if, you know, if the 80 person Friendsgiving wouldn't have worked out, we just would have ordered pizzas and it would have been a memory. And she's right. That is true. No matter what happens, it's all a memory. So you tell, you know, awkward stories with your parents at Thanksgiving. It's a memory.
It's the best memory. I don't remember most of the other things. I remember that.
Yeah.
And it still makes me laugh to this day. And I love, I think it, like, we bonded in a whole different way. And I don't know if that's some like a tradition that we'll carry on in the future.
We'll see.
We'll see. But I like that Sasha wanted to incorporate really personalized traditions. I love the bells tradition.
Yeah, that's a really
cool. That's really special. I really do want to find joy in rapping. So I like your idea on maybe doing like a rapping party.
I'm serious about that.
And we could also, you can teach me how to tie ribbons because I do not know how to do that either.
I am the ribbon queen.
Oh, I know. You've given me presents before. I love
a perfect bow.
Yeah, I've seen your wrapped presents and I will now unwrap them slowly and fold the paper back for you.
Thank you. Let's save the paper. Yes. You can reuse the paper.
And I need you to be really surprised when you get a gift basket from me because that's going to be my new go-to.
It's a good idea.
It's such a good idea.
And it's a fun way to give your friend a few different things that remind you of them. It's not just one big gift. It's like, you know, hey, I know you like this and this and this. And here's like a gift basket personalized for you.
And for me, there's no wrapping paper.
Yeah, there you go.
So that it's just a win-win it's all perfect. Around.
But I am determined to teach you how to do better bows.
Okay.
Okay.
That I love it.
Okay,
we'll have a whole podcast episode dedicated to better bows.
And I'm going to spend this holiday season making sure that I realize that even if something goes wrong, it's going to be a happy memory and it'll be something that we'll remember forever because I don't want to be stressed.
No, it's not worth it. Because Papa John's is delicious and no one gets angry at pizza.
That's right. Better ingredients, better pizza.
And we will see you guys next week for an all new episode of Directionally Challenged. Stay happy. Relax. We're all going to make it through the holiday season, guys.
We will. We promise.
In this together.
Yes.
And yes, please pick up Sasha's book, In Good Taste. She also has a YouTube show by the same name. You can also go to her website.
I mean, she's got all kinds of good stuff. And this book is really beautiful. So it really would make an awesome gift.
Yes. SashaInGoodTaste.com. She's got the blog. You can buy the book there and watch her videos as well.
And also tune in next week to Directionally Challenged. We love you. Bye.
Directionally Challenged.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals.
For Bare Minerals to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to clean beauty products.
Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED.
Bare Minerals, the power of good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.